this was a really, really interesting experience. And I think as I got closer to Sandra, it became harder and harder to document her. New information from her lawyers or something would come back to her, and I'd see her in tears, and it would be hard for me to, I couldn't just sit there with my camera and not be there for her. I felt like I, at some points I just had to set down my camera and be there.
This photo essay is a small piece of a larger video project, right?
This summer, I began documenting the other three women who are in sanctuary, Rosa Sabido in Mancos, Colorado, and Ingrid Encalada in Boulder, and Araceli Velasquez in Denver. They have really been leaders in this movement, and they've taken it upon themselves to create a document called the People's Resolution, which gives actionable steps to lawmakers to help people in their cases and actually create a pathway for people that have no option to stay here with their family legally.
So it sounds like this project has evolved.
Yeah, this started as a short documentary film about Sandra. I did a 5-minute film about her and then the photo essay, and it's really evolved to show the work that these four women have done together and how they've really grown into being the leaders that they are today.
What is your vision for the final version of this report?
I'm hoping to make a approximately 25-minute film. In that way, it could be shown on public television. The target audience is really reaching as many Coloradans and as many Colorado voters as possible. And then hopefully also empowering organizers, especially Latino women in our country who have this great leadership potential that we've seen here in Colorado, and hopefully spreading the work that they've done here across to other places in the country.
Have you found other journalists working as closely as you are on this topic?
I actually went to Detroit over this summer, and I went to a conference with documentary filmmakers from across the country working on sanctuary collaboratives. And a subset of that group is going to actually be presenting about their work at South by Southwest this coming spring. What's been really interesting in talking to the other documentarians from other parts of the country is when I tell them about these four women in Colorado who have organized to create this People's Resolution and who have done so much together, they're really impressed because that's just not something that's happening in the other sanctuary locations. They don't have quite the political movement that we've seen here in our Colorado sanctuaries.
And what motivates you to do this work?
This is an issue that deeply affects my community. I taught in public schools for 5 years, and I have really seen firsthand how devastating our immigration system is to families, how devastating it is to our community. And I genuinely want to see this changed, and I genuinely want to see that our country moves forward in a positive way. It's a little bit of a scary time in our history, and I think that these stories are such an important part of our history that we cannot forget them, and we have to document them.
Well, thank you so much, Laurel Smith, freelance photojournalist and filmmaker.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.